ဟုတ်ကြည်တဲ့တင်ရရင်ပရင်ဒီတဲ့ဒီကဒန်ဒီစံပါနေစီကြည်တဲ့ဒီဝရင်ဒီတာအဲဒီကတောင်းနေဟိုတဲ့လင်းကတ်တူကြီးတင်းရံတံကငိုရီကြီးဇောရံဒီတုံးပိုတီတုံညီဝတန်တကနေငဝဲဆောင်းတူကြီးတင်းရံတံကြီးတာဇောရံညီဝတီတုံနေဒါစံပါဝင်ပါစံကနောင်းနေဆမဲထုတူကြီး ဟိုတဲ့တင်းငင်းတံကငိုရီကျော်တဲ့ဇောရံအတိမရဲဝင်ပါစံကသမတိယမရင်သူစံပါနောဟိုကြည့်တဲ့ဆင်းရဲသူတို့ကြီးဟိုတဲ့တင်းငင်းတံကငိုရီကျော်တဲ့ဇောရံကငိုဝန်တော်ဝတီရောက်အောင်ဒီနနောင်ကကျင်းစီတဲ့သူကြီးဒီပါတော့တဲ့စံတင်ညီကြီးဓရမစီ ကျေဓရမစီကြီးတဲ့ခေါင်းကြီးအောင်ကြွားရပါတို့တို့ဆိုနေရန်စံကြီးဓရမတော်ကြီးကြီးကဓရမစီအိုကြီးတဲ့ကြီးကြီးကဓရမရှိပါသည်ကြီးရောင်းလာကြည့်ကြတဲ့နည်းကြီးငါစုရောင်းတော့ဗန်းကြီးကြီးဆိုရင်ကောင်းရင်မောင်းချွာလာကြီးဓရမကြီးအောင်ဒီနကြီးပြန်သန်းနေကြရင်ကောင်းမှာ ကျေသာတုံကုရမဘူးကျေယူရရင်ရရင်ကောင်းနောက်ကခုနနာတံခုနရမကြီးသိုးရောင်ရလာတံသိုးရောင်ရမကြီးဝတ်တဲ့ရင်ကြီးယကြီးဟောဟောဟောကိုချက်ချလာတံတင်းမှာရမ္ဘာကျင်တဲ့ဒီဟောကြီးဒီကြီးမကြီးမမရကြီးကြီးတံကုတံကုယောဝဒရမတေလာကြီးကြီးကဓရမဆောင်ကိုယူပါလေဝတ္တရန်စံကြီးဓရမဆောင်ဒုနာကြီးရရင်ကောင်းရင်တင်ပါလာရင်ကောင်းက ဟုတ်တယ်ရိဒါတာကြီးကငမတိကြီးကဓရမတိမေလောင်လာဟာတပါစီကြီးချက်ကုန်းတို့ဟာတပါကျောင်းနာဟာတိသန်ရမကြီးကြီးသမောင်ကရင်ပရင်သူကြီးကြီးစေဟောကြီးတဲ့ရန်စံစတူနာတင်းရရင်ကောင်းတော့တင်ပလာတော့ကြီးကဟောကြီးတဲ့ဟုတ်တယ်ကမရကြီးညရပါနောင်းချင်းကြီးမရရူဝချသောအစသောပဲရန်တုံကြီးရန်တော့ငေါနိဓရမကြီးသာတိလာ ဝတ္တရံဇကဓရမစကြည်တယံပရင်ဒုတကောင်းရနနောင်ကကျင့်တေသူကြည်ဒီဝါတော်စံတင်ကြီးဓရမစဝတ္တရှိကျင့်တိဆောက်ကြောက်ဆောက်စုလာတန်နီညေကိစံဇဘရတိုးဒီလောင်းနမညေကိမရှိပါလားတမ္ပလီချုံးဝတ္တနောဝရရှိတင်ဒါကနောဝရရှိជីវတိမန္တတင်းနီဇောင်းတိမာယန္တတိမာတဝေဂျလူမာတဘဝတ္ထဘာနီဇောင်းတိအဂျူဒါကရဇကို ဒါဆင်းရဲကရမ္ဘာဒီမှာတွမ်းနော်ဒီရမ္ဘာဒရမ္ဘာငါချင်းနာရမ္ဘာဆမချင်းနာအဂျီရမ္ဘာဒုချင်းနာလူဝဲရီတနေ့မာရီဒီကရစီအချီရမရီဟိုတဲ့ချီရမရင်ပါရနာချီရမရီတနေ့လူဝဲရီငေါဝဲရီဟိုတဲ့ဆင်းရဲတဲ့ဂျီဝတ်တင်ဒီငီယောင်းဂျီဒူဂျီဒီဝရမ္ဘာဒီတောင်ဝဂျီဝရနာငေါလာတနေ့
Now, we have come to the conclusion of the presentation of the second isolation, and we're ready now to proceed with the third one. That means we have already covered the first two parts of practices of the completion stage, the Vajra body physical isolation and the Vajra speech verbal recitation. We start now with the concentration, which is the Vajra mind mental isolation. We look first of all at the definition of that. So it says that it is the completion stage practice occurring, first of all, from the generation of the primordial awareness of appearance derived from dissolving the winds in the indestructible drop at the heart through completely loosening the channel knots at the heart in dependence on two conditions. One is the internal condition, which is Vajra repetition and absorption as the two stages of gathering winds, and the external condition, which is life force exertion of the seal. And here we have the term, the stages of gathering the winds, the gathering of the winds. And Urmisha was saying that there are two ways that you can gather things, right? If we look at the example of having, let's say, generated yourself as the deity, you have generated your concert, you have generated a number of deities around you, so you have this entourage, you have generated the whole inestimable mansion. Outside that, you might have gardens or grounds and so forth. When you do this sort of generation, the generation happens in stages. And when you come to the point of dissolution, of gathering those things, again, the gathering can happen in stages. And you would reverse. So the stage that was established the last will be the first one to be absorbed in its previous stage. So you will start with the grounds that will gradually dissolve into the palace will gradually dissolve in the entourage will gradually dissolve into the concert will dissolve into the main deity will dissolve into the syllable Hum, the Hum will start dissolving into light. So this is a process of gradual dissolution. And it is said that it is similar to watching your own breath. If you have said ha in front of a mirror, and then you watch it shrinking, you know, gradually and disappearing. So this is the gradual dissolution. There is another way where you can dissolve things instantaneously, quickly, without going through the stages, without doing it suddenly, without doing it in stages. All of a sudden, you can cause them to disappear. So there are two ways of doing this dissolution. So, up to here, we have actually described the beginning of that phase, the lower limit. And now the definition continues to explain to us how far that stage goes. And it says it goes up to, but not including, the attainment of the impure illusory body. So this is the nature of the stage of mental isolation. Arunshe went again through the different ways that we can enumerate those stages. He said, if you start by counting generation stage, and then after that you start with physical isolation, mental isolation, physical, verbal, mental isolation, you would be on the third level of the completion stage. But if you want to count the generation stage, you would be on number four, all in terms of level of practice. If you want to enumerate things in a different way, then you would take the physical isolation and the verbal isolation joined together, subsumed together, under the title Vajra repetition. And then after that, you would have focusing on the mind. And what would follow after that would be the illusory body. So the illusory body can either come third, or it can come fourth, or it can come fifth in the list, depending how you count it. So we will stop the presentation of the text here for tonight, and we have plenty of time for questions and answers. Right, so we were talking about this this resonance of the three letters, the Om Ahum, and we explained what it is not, right? We said it's not the letters, it's not the verbal recitation, it's not the mental recitation. So exactly how do we perceive that resonance, right?
Ori da jin tha sam kag ne da song chang duwa ji ge yi ki tiyo namba dang dhamma deba ma yin si o ji ge da tsu di radang di ma ri chadang ni jun di radang di dang wo yir meba deyang ma yin si o ji ge da di ni yang ji ge kar zi go yi di ge sun da wo yi ka sang lo dang ji ge di ngo wo yir namba deyang ma yin si da di ni ju ge ni
Jew,
dongo ju longo dongo donse na dra ju yari oda te don ju jubo dra oju da deni niwo niwo dongo dra di ju yiki sambu dongo dra don don wo yirme ba muwa yishi ga mugo mugo jina nam shi na mar ju di dra don da wo ju ko ya da wo ju yo dingi ओजु दत तेंडा ग मुआ इसी ग मोनी समते जु द तेला निन ओजु द करस ग सेम मायन ब नि गो सों हारे वा ओजु द तेंडा यम ब यंदु नाम सिना ति दों जु ग दा दों दी कोयान द व थ्रान द व जु द यंग यो सर वा ओजु द यंग से वा दी सेम यंद मायन ब नि गो सों सों गी वा
नन ब सिना दे थमा दे ना द्राथां की कोए यंग रेस सुने ता उन्हें चिने दी आमचो की ड्राची कोगिरेस यमनो छोवा मिक्सर ची योंगिरेस खंडे जिंग सरे
और इधर ड्रादों यंदु जी कर्ज को नोंग ड्रादों दी आमचा को कोगु भी योजिरो बर्ची
नोस Now Rinpoche was saying that if you look at this particular part of the text that we were covering, it was the author went into all this effort to explain to us what it is not, and by eliminating those three cases is actually leading us to it's kind of pushing us towards the correct understanding of how exactly this thing is. So he said it has nothing to do with the letters itself, it has nothing to do with the external verbalizing of the sounds, it has nothing to do with the mental recitation of the sounds. Rather, you come to the point to understand, to identify that when there is arising or entering or abiding of the winds inside your body, this has a nature, an identity which is undifferentiable from the sound, the resonance of the three syllables Om Ahom. In the beginning, you will not be able to perceive that. So you just work on the basis, let's say, of your conviction that this is your faith, your belief that it is indeed so. And this faith involves a little bit of resolution, a little bit of imagination. It is like this. You're repeating to yourself, this is what it is. When my winds are moving in my body, the nature of that moving has this sound. After you trained yourself and things start changing, there will come a time where you will be able to perceive it. So then I ask him, say, exactly how do you perceive? Do you get a sensation in the body? Do you hear a sound? And he said, since we are saying that is a resonance of the sound, it has to be heard by the ears. I'm joking here, but you know, after a while, in the beginning will be through your faith and through resolution that I'm hearing this sound. After a while, you will be able to perceive it. And I'm just saying it's like you're hungry, and you're becoming more and more hungry. So at the end, you start hearing all these sounds in your stomach. It's a joke. Okay. Yes.
Rinpoche just mentioned there's a gradual or an instant dissolution of the mandala. Are those methods recommended for different types of practitioners, for example, or different times?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we mentioned that there are two different types of dissolution. You can either do it gradually or you can do it instantly. And are these for different types of disciples, or are they to be done at different occasions, at different times? Rinpoche la ti ngaron su durim min rawa ni yoro as rinpe ki durim tan hop te kala tin su kangalo duya ta ti kare chin kor ta she ye kan da da hla ta kor ki hla la so ba yamena rinbe kale kale yamena hop te kala ti rin ni yoba ki jumsen kare res loma ta koran su kam min rawa yope insan yamena ne kam min rawa dinre tham min rawa go ki duyes kare res
Already, 就把这周月他周月人吧，他周那事儿周月人吧，我带的说，就离老我近嘛，一些个他你家里家里个人被对用啊的，那都是离他近的我认定的。后天我看到就有啊，这些的老人的马前那人吧人吧就买的呀，他上下个人才了。
Now it is really from the point of view of what is easier to practice. And if you have gone through the process of gradually establishing this visualization, right, you might find it easier for your mind to dissolve it gradually. And also because it happens gradually, you have time to think of it and go step by step by step. Now, for some of the people might be able to just do the whole thing instantaneously, very quickly, but others feel uncomfortable with this process, and also they find it more difficult, more confusing. So for that reason, we have two methods. Yes?
Could Rinpoche please tell us something about the indestructible drop at the heart and explain to us why it is called indestructible?
Right. So we mentioned the indestructible drop at the heart.
Could Rinpoche say more about it and why does it have that particular name? Rinpoche la ngaron su ninge misik pe dile yorwa. Misik pe dile dan ngo kare yores. Tene koran trashe kare res. Misik pe sere gi jumsen kare res. Ori.
Oda ninge maji wa tigli si je de la ji da kare se go. Jingazu mei lisi ji di ma zhoyang du na thongmer meng er jing kam zhi den si ji pa ma ni man zong ba lin kam gar bu dan kam ma bu ti ba ni bu ga bu kai ju ge wi de la ji bar du na chi di de la xi de ni ma ren bei ti ma ji chi ri chi ren ro gun ro ge jingazu dan zhe ge tong ni par jia jia ga din ran de ga ji ga ri si go tong bu ji
Now, Rinpoche was saying, we talk about this indestructible drop at the heart. We have to understand, first of all, how this is formed. Now, at the time of conception, we have the consciousness of the bardo being that is entering at the union of the white and red substance. This white substance comes for the father, the red substance comes from the mother. And from the moment of conception, when consciousness enters into that, we go through the phase of development. We go through different stages of developing of the embryo, such as going from a stage where it is oval in shape and it is it cannot withstand any pressure, it is quite loose, and gradually the shape changes, moving into a shape that resembles the turtle, where you have the head and the hands and the arms sort of like protruding a little bit. It becomes a bit thicker, it can withstand pressure and so forth. And we know from the Western, like, we have all the little photographs of the development of the embryo these days, and we know that there is this development that is taking place. Now, what has happened? We say that from these two initial white drops, like all substances, the white and the red, these two, they come together and they're joined at the time of conception, and from that point onwards, they grow. Things develop from that. And eventually we establish a body, which is described to be a body possessing the six elements. It's a particular type of body. Now, during our lives, our body and our mind remain conjoined together. And what happens at the time of the death, there will be a time of separation. Now, we have a different, in the West and in Tibet, there is a different way of positing the actual time of death, of recognizing the actual time where mind and body are totally separated. And for that reason, it is said that one should not disturb dead people, or what we perceive as dead people externally, for a number of days until we actually see signs that consciousness has really left the body, because they say that the mind for quite a while abides within this indestructible drop at the heart. After a while, though, very, very often you can see the external sign of a drop of blood coming out of the nose, or a drop of white substance coming out from the lower opening of the body. And it is said that this is the external sign that actually indicates that definitely the mind and the body that have remained together for so long have been separated, and the consciousness has moved out of the body. Right. So still, this indestructible drop remains there, right? The subtle elements of that drop remain there. For that reason, it is called indestructible. It remains indestructible for a very long time.
Yeah. As was stated earlier, meditators can experience dissolution of the wings at the heart chakra, but not inside the central channel. And also, meditator can experience dissolution of the winds inside the central channel. During these two different processes, is there a difference in the qualitative and quantitative blisses that the meditator experiences?
Mm-hmm. Right, so we say that when we cause the winds to come in and dissolve at the heart, there are two cases. Either you will cause them to dissolve in the indestructible drop itself, which is at the very center, or you can cause it to dissolve in this area, but not exactly at the center. Is there a difference in the intensity or the amount of bliss, do you say, that the meditator experiences during these two different occasions, right?
Well, it could be intensity and or refinement.
Intensity and refinement, yeah. Tsa uma ningar nang la duwe ina kap ni yore sa chik mishik beting le nang la duwa shenda di mishik beting le tsa uma nang la mayin ba te tanya vo te newar nang la duwa rik ni yore, kap ni yore was te kao la gom jam nyen ki korangi gawa mindra gawa ki ri mindra wa nyongi yore was te che sana gawa ta chik chik la shuk chenpo, chik she la dindraya shuk chenpo mayimba, yamena chik rakpa, chik tramo, dindraya ki kebar yorwes.
Ori di kap dana ji...
Nari kap mindrawa nye yorwa, chik mishikpa di le nang la duwa. Shenda di mishikpa di le rang mayimba, di thanya sa,
drago
chik. Te nyi kap de nyi la, yam gawa che chung mindrawa, yamena gawa ki rakpa, tramo, dindraya ki kebar yorwes.
Ori dati gavasi jang ngusi jang san yukumandik di kantar jang nama yishi se jiti jangni sanga nangyeng da nangji tasunga nama yishi da cheba yishi nirtubji yishi se jiti jangni sanga jama jishin da mara jangyanga yona jiga mashiwa tigli rangla mara tamyaga takin dingi yang dindraga jiga yishi sam yongni song jaga jima jeje ma shirwa ji chashi chanda wanda shargu yu na wajig da ngu de la ma shiwa tang nisa gai chalak de la mara thamga yu pa tang yasi song yu harwa.
Rinpoche was saying actually that we didn't see anywhere in our text any description of any joy or any bliss accompanying this particular occasion. What the text really refers to is to the appearance or not of the different types of primordial awareness of, let's say, the white appearance, the red increase, the black near attainment, and so forth. If you have this type, the empties, right? So if you have the primordial awareness of those things, you can be sure that the winds have dissolved in the indestructible drop at the heart. If you don't get the fully qualified primordial awareness, if you just get, let's say, a slither or something that resembles that, then you would have to infer from that that the winds have not really dissolved in the indestructible drop, but that they are still at the area of the heart somewhere nearby. But there was no mention of an experience of bliss associated with this occasion, so we cannot talk about difference of quality or intensity. So if in this occasion where you're causing the winds to come and dissolve at the heart, if you have the fully qualified visions that as in the similar way that they appear at the time of death, if you have white appearance followed by red increase, followed by black near attainment, if you get all the signs, if you get the full visions, then you can say for sure that the winds have actually dissolved into the indestructible drop of the heart. But if you, let's say, you just get one vision but you don't get the next, or if the order of the visions is mixed, or you just get not the whole vision but part of the vision, then this is an indication that you have not really caused them to come straight into the indestructible drop. They are nearby. So this is what how we can tell how close to the indestructible drop we are or not.
When Rupshe talked about the Vajra recitation, or the stage called Vajra recitation, first there was the meditation on the mantra drop at the heart, and then at the light drop at the brow, and thirdly, the substance drop. When he talked about the Vajra recitation, only four main winds are used, the text says. Could Rupshe explain why the pervasive wind is not used? And secondly, could Rinpoche give an example how, say for instance, with the downward moving wind, how one would do the Vajra recitation from that, on the basis of that light drop?
So the question is that when we were explaining the Vajra recitation, it seems that the order of doing the practice is first of all to concentrate at the level of the heart and do the mantra at the mantra drop, then to go at the upper opening and do the recitation on the basis of the light drop, and eventually to go at the lower opening and do the recitation on the basis of the substance drop. But we said that in this case, only the four of the main winds are used. So your first question is why the pervasive wind is not used. And secondly, if Rinpoche could give us an example of how we would do the practice, let's say with a downward voiding wind when we are concentrating with the light drop at the end.
I was under the impression there's no Vajra recitation here or at the lower, only the Vajra recitation here.
Mm-hmm. So
I was just checking. I was just sort of as a preamble. It didn't seem like you do Vajra recitation here, only here, mm-hmm. and then.
Right. So that's part of the question as well.
You had just said that you did Vajra recitation. Yes. Yeah. So
all right. So okay. Rinpoche la ding ngonu su te kaw la di nga wen ki kaw la do chi de we kaw la ngone ji na ta rimba min tra wa sum yo res tambu ning ka la kar ngaro su na ti la gom ne di do chi de wa dra chi da nyam len che yo re ni ba di yar ne te na la o ti la ming ne nyam len che yo re sum ba di tsemo di do chi tsemo la ze ti la gom ne ne zeti la ming ne gom jawe yores ina ya tekav la nga ron su lung tsawe lung ki nang ne lung shima don pezi dang men dus kyapche gi lung tena la pezi dang men dus di gyum sen kare inas
ori 다지 잡시 지능데 다단단데니 지금 세면고 우리 세면고 민고 어디 자나 세면살데 지와라 잡시지 롱람 부들디세 지디 어디다 잡시지 롱세 지디 즈부이 차 담지라 말 잡디 와연두 디디 드름디 롱 응아게 나니 지세 전나 마다데 드드야디도 지가기 고요서로 디내내임
Now, the reason why we do not use the pervasive wind is because the pervasive wind, as the name indicates, is to be found everywhere in the body. And because it's everywhere in the body, it becomes more difficult to identify it, to locate it, and to utilize it in this practice. Maybe it's something it can be done later on, but not at this phase. It's the most difficult wind to work with. And then the other question, Nimuchila de Yenla Nivadinala, Pechesana Turselki Lung Yorwa, Turselki Lungi Tone, Tela Tune, Naranso Oti Gom Kandes Diagores.
There's a G Lona tennis, very
well.
Rida de Daji Dina Gensong and the Yukarisago Leisure Duyagu Chani. Karasigo Durdi Gumba Yena Tsavan Long Jilatani Shiji on Trav Jivudi Wajigita Dini Te Mayimba Monsinga Dva Yena Yana Kalongala Tien Sonjavarwa Wajigita Tersirka Longdi Kurangu Chunyan Ravodi Maratarta Jingi Long Yungu Yuaridi Kai Kendan Ravu Kura Yena
Now, Rinpoche was saying, okay, let's look at this example that you asked to see how one would utilize the downward wind and by relying on that, do the meditation on the light drop, which is at the upper opening. Now, this came up at the point of the text where we were saying that one can rely on the four main winds in order to accomplish any of the four activities of pacification, increase, subjugation, and wrath. And then we said that if you wanted to attain the higher perceptions, then you had to rely on the secondary winds. And Rinpoche was saying that since this downward voiding wind is a wind that usually moves as the name indicates, kind of downwardly, it seems that it might be very useful to do it if you want to establish wrathful activities. So it might have a special function there.
But how does one actually do the Vajra recitation is the main question. I just gave 1 minute as a basis. Say, does one start from that point? And how does one actually do the recitation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the otila gom migne dorche deva gomtande ngune kareyore kareres
ori dadi dong dong na ti otige se jide ding gi waro o ji dadi karse go pena ji otila gom ya di da dong ji pena ji ta tambo dong teni ni ti ji go go wa yendu
Well, Ramji was saying that in general, when we talk about the winds, you have to understand that there will always be winds circulating within the chakras. There will be in every channel wheel, there will be in every type of channel, and so forth. But in this particular occasion, we have the benefit of concentrating on the upper opening, which seems to have some qualities of its own. And what you would be doing is just to sit there and observe, think that you are causing the winds to rise into that particular point, and then try to hear the sound, the nature of that rising, having a sound that is similar, is identical to one of the three letters, then you will try to see that entering and hear the sound of that, then you will try to see the sound of the wind abiding there. So you just go through this process of the winds rising, entering, abiding.
To that's our the dam. So we mean non la ron la magneti, non la roni, tombo rong roni zamamipatiza, or that tilly don duna, chalog the donya midini. That in all on his dona duna, tenny, co, jigarzago, or two the yugi simunda over, Nicatana yuva and the young mana mar, that marsago over. ที่ชื่อสังกรดงวายนะนบสังกรดงวายนะเตนะจิมาโซฉลอละบะยากะมกวะติยุกยัวมาริเตยันตุนะดงตุตินระดงยองสรทาริยองจิกยองตุนะงมะลัมระวะตินะคระรองนิยายองจิยองรองนินิยองนิอะตะดงจิณีสังกะตะกุรันโหจิจักกุยัวระวะ Rida dhamma siddhvina kuna rani ni mara karse go masumma sa diva yana yar dhamma siddhvina ki deva nikav teli mara dhamdhvina tamana yar lam go sunra go yuvarwa te yana tenka nasi na yuva yandu nasi shalava dhamna tsava mi nalok ni mara sirtamwari te kya medhimi mungnam ganga So avada da ami nalo ronda ma ni jamba ngoni yandu mandu ji go yuwa yandu yo ji da roni ni yin ji kusan do yin ji la dong ko ding dong ne da tani sara yang khara yang jang der ji ne khara yang ji atbti ji ne yang ni atbti yang di diwa yandu quran do yang sang sa quran do ja ko yuwa ro
when you're going through this phase of seeing the winds rising entering and abiding, what you're actually doing is you are moving that little drop. You will not allow the drop to move outside the central channel. So when you're going through the phase of arising, there is not the case that you would push the drop outside of the central channel or outside the body. It will always be within the central channel. But you will go through phases of moving it up and down in the different important points of the body. And you will be observing yourself, like, am I capable of moving it there? Am I capable of causing it to enter there? Am I capable of causing it to abide there according to my wish? So you do that training in one. First of all, you do it at its own place, which is at the upper opening. Then you push it downwards at the throat. Then you can try to do it at the heart. Then you can try to put it even lower than that. Then you can bring it up again. So it's as if you're circulating this little drop.
In this morning, in the session, Rinpoche talked about white and red descending drops on page 33 in the first paragraph. And Rinpoche said the white drop comes down from the crown of the head, but the red drop starts at the heart and has three descends three times from the heart. That is correct, and it goes from the heart to the navel, from the navel to the secret place, and then someplace beyond that. And the text seems to imply that the red drop has four descending periods that are divided into three each. Mm-hmm. Is that not correct? What's in the text?
All right, so we're going to ask the question about, in the morning we talked about the descending joys. We said it is through the descending of either the white or the red substance. We said that we started with the white one. It was straightforward. It goes from the crown to the throat, from the throat to the heart, from the heart down to the navel. And then it said that we have again, four subdivisions into that, making it into 16. And then we talked about the red one, and we said that it is actually 4 divided by 3. Okay, so let's see the actual way of the divisions and the actual stages of dropping down of the movement. Nemochela dingaranso kam karbo dang marbo ni yora koranso chiwane jemba jemba ni ninga ninga ne tawa tawa ne sawa ne di pabe insan pabe kabla ta ngaranso di gawa minrawa shi ke yore inaya di kare ye pab ki gawa tenala kam karbo ina tenala detsen shi yore sa na marbo ina detsen sum yore sa di detsen shi ta detsen sum di kare ki wangi yore sa kandes yore sa
ta di kare zi go ju ta sarmu sarmu ta ta chuba ram di di ju ne ju zangur ji yon de shi wa yena ju ju zangur di ojo da garzgo lugo ni senanda oda ti yendu kham garbu ni ramba ti men kham senada ju thok ni chi yeng gi war wa tin da yendu da ramba ni mar thok ni di ju garbu da nyam den ri ne yong a yendu da ramba ni nyen ga nyen ga ni te wa te wa ni son ni te ji du ti wa na ju ramba na ma son na sa ma to yog gi wa mar wa tin da gu bar chi yeng gi min
Rimachila di Jimbane. Jimbane.
Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Jimbane. Tongda yu yuk yu jiri di tokani ji zu zina magi diwana yuari nyingana yuari di jumba nina mazu ngok dra nyambu yu ya o da da zoi mara ji tok shi li no yin siku yuari wa di yandu teni zina jumba ni nyinga liba di tongbu nyinga ni diwa liba di nyua diwani zoni liba di da sumra ji yuk yuari wa
Anamuchila de Gawi ki Chechung ki Wang ki Dinde Yewa Yong Sigirwes. Which is an a Chiwane Dreamba, Tevar la Gawa Tamboyora. Ya Tenang la Gawa in a young Gawa
de
Kama Jing Chambo Dinde Namuchi Yorwe.
Or did they Yuku Sarva? Chi Yon Divara Chandu, Chaguijina, Gawa Riri la Yong Gawa, Jejiri Siva Yindu, Gawa Gawa, Gawin Chaga. Gawa chiga, gawa nanchi chiva gawasi. Yamar, yamayago, kumdunda masona, tambuka, nivuka, sambuka, tivar chanchana yam jeshi. Tayamarji, si chir chir ruyanda uji yokuyus.
The kam karbo chigurwe, yam kam marbo yam dinre yore shila rirela shi.
Oh, rita de chambu toka tukamandu de, tandago ju. Kam marbu chala samri samri sayongi varwa karbu chala jeri tiyon dina ramba ni zona kam marbu chadi tenin gunda wo tiyong yo kamin ro sam
all right so Rinpoche was saying that you know if we examine different places at the body the four main chakras starting from the crown usually we say that the crown is the basis or the seat of the white substance So we would have no problem saying that the white substance moves from the crown to the throat, from the throat to the heart, from the heart to the navel. You would have, and from there to the secret place, you have the full descent. No problem with that. Now, if we look at the throat seems to be a place where red substance, where blood is also quite predominant. Of course, you have red substance at the crown. Of course, you have red substance at the navel. But the throat is also associated with blood, with red substance. And this is actually explains how we can have some people with very sweet and pleasant voices. It says that those who can generate, can produce the sweet sounds of the voice is because they have an increased amount of the red substance at the throat. So if we start counting the descent of the red substance from the throat, it will be from the throat to the heart, number one, from the heart to the navel, number two, from the navel to the secret area, number three. So this is how you would have the three occasions or the three descents of the red substance. With the white one you have four, with the red one you can have three. Rinpoche says again, we do not have an extensive presentation right now of that. And then I went back and I asked Rinpoche if it would be possible that this division or subdivision into four into three could be from the point of view of strength of or the intensity of joy. And definitely we can say, for example, for the white one, that each one of them is subdivided into four. So you would have the joy of the joy, the special joy of the special joy, the great joy of the joy, and the innate joy of the joy, right? So each one can be subdivided into four from that point of view.
Rambo nidi mengkam, nyaki nidi changkam, tewa nidi longkam, ju kham kanga yu yuwa ridi nidi dang di nayang ju nishik na wu chi ma chinda yu di yuwa yendu. Sangkam go sayi she li se je di ju zanya go, yanda ma yuwa zanya go nishik na wu yu di. Mengkam go she li na wu di la mambar she ba she li yu di. Ju longgo zan me man.
And not only them, but also in the four locations, we have the representations of the four elements. So at the crown, we have the element of earth. At the throat, we have the element of fire. At the heart, we have the element of water. And at the navel, we have the element of wind. And each one of them has a different function. So first of all, let's say the function of the first element, the element of the earth, is to provide some stability. The function of fire is to blaze. The function of water is to gather things in. And the function of wind is to cause expansion of things.
On the generation stage, yeah, when one is cultivating concentration of oneself as a deity, if the deity has a body mind, such as Tai Chi, Maya, Vajrayu, does one visualize oneself with the body mantra on the gross generation stage or on the subtle generation stage? And secondly, does a single point of concentration develop on clear appearance and then another concentration develop on divine pride of oneself as a deity? So please could Rinpoche explain something about how does one develop concentration with divine pride as the object?
Right. So the question was that in some practices such as Vajrayogini, for example, at the generation stage, you would have the practice of body mandala. Is this practice of body mandala done at the level of gross generation or at the level of subtle generation? And Tara, yes. And the other question was about developing two types of concentration. One type of concentration or focusing on clear appearance, and the other one on divine pride. And could Rinpoche please talk a little bit about the second time, concentration on divine pride. Rinpoche, nga rongsu dhroma dhavachi na nendhroma dhavachi na kerim ki kavla lukil yorwa di dhugorawes, di kerim rapa kavla dhugores, kerim tramo kavla dhugores.
Lukil, Lukikil, Korea, right? Or the Lujer did that, Jerem Rabokavla, Lugo Chandra was Susur Sin and the Lu Rabotanima Gushan or Jamu or Jerem Rabokavinsar.
Right, so the answer to the first is that if you're practicing the body mandala because you are dealing with different parts of the gross body, it would have to be practiced at the level of the gross generation stage. And Nimuchira Dingaroso Kirim ki Kavla the Nawa Servota te Hlaiki Nawa Dugoresia Tegala Hlainga Gel Dugores Chetsanga Samten Yamena Tingezin Nigogidus Chigi Tingezin Chigi Hlai Korlo Mikpe Tingezin Res Shenda di Hlainga Gel Mikpe Tingezin Res Hlainga Gel Mikpe Tingezin Kandres Dugores
Orida Majeres Dina Ojida Rangul Lul Hik Muguyuari Modi Li Sangung Muguyuari Yo am Sam de Litujing Ru Muguyuari and Rangul Moya Sam Lai Kazantism Gungo Yan Yamba Oju Judang Marangalin de Ohai Kada Yan Yamba Majeres Yoda Tinachin Sanguyuari.
Tinatanala Sam Setsik to Negorves Kanes.
Ori Daddy Sam Setsik to Ninesena. Nawo nyamba nyamden zamba di shu chenbo na ji ji ma ji ba ji na yong zhen yong zhi ma jie di zhong a ye na ji tamer ba rong ge wo zamba di ma shu chong ren du da bu nong a da bu yong wo ren zhe ya di shu chen ren du a ji yang gu yu a ru.
So the second one that has to do with divine pride. So what we're saying that is that you have to see your body as being the body of the deity, your speech as being the speech of the deity, your mind as being identified with the mind of the deity. So you're observing all this and you're saying, this is me. All of this is me. This divine body is my body. This divine speech is my speech. This divine mind is my own mind. And you generate that pride of that and you stay with that. Now ask, do you have to have single-pointed concentration? And I'm sort of saying, no, it's not like that. You just stay there thinking, I am that. This divinity is me, is myself. That's what I am. And you try to generate that pride as strong as possible. What you try to do is not to allow it to decline or not allow yourself to forget that. So you try to remind yourself again and again that you are that divine being. You try to cast away any sense of being ordinary and rather you try to hold into the idea of recognizing yourself as being the pure body, the pure speech and the pure mind of the deity.
Doing the body mandala on the gross parts of the body. In Tara, for example, the body mandala is within the chakras. Is that considered gross part of the body or subtle part of the body?
Right, so the question is if you're doing the practice of Tara, the body mandala is actually done without the channel.
It's within the different chakras.
It's within the different chakras. So is this still considered gross body? Is it still considered practice of the gross generation stage? Imagine tanda shue di drome pe drome gi nyamle pe chawa ina kerem ki kabla lukil duwa ina susu chakor nala migne dugores chakor la migne lu rakwa ra insa mares chijena ya kerem rakwa insa mares samgindos kerem rakwa deves tamareves
sangur kanala mugya disibarwa
lare
Ori da ji jirdang ji lu taro gong de ji na ji za tingli zambu di ji lu taro yin song yu warwa yin na yung ji zangur ge nong na ji serendip ya di ji garisi go ki nambar da serendip ku yu wa yin du mugtien rogo rakwan da ju yin ku yu saro.
Now in general, when we examine bodies and when we look at the distinction between gross and subtle bodies, if you come to actually focus on the central channel and the chakras there, in terms of bodies, yes, you are engaging a subtle body, but in terms of your focal object, because you see that as being associated with certain parts of body, which is not subtle body, gross body, in terms of your focal object, because you you are doing body mandala, from that point you are still at the level of gross generation stage. Was that I? Okay, yeah. I think Rinpoche said yes. Indicated, okay. Yeah.
Regarding these five main winds, or four main winds, they are considered to have a location. That means a major location where they are residing, or the majority. And in Tantra, it's different from the medical approach sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Could Rinpoche please maybe say, in regard to the Vajra recitation, where the location of these five winds is in major things, and maybe if Rinpoche could also add to the winds the rest of the activities,
If Rinpoche could add to the winds the rest of the activities.
Rinpoche has already mentioned for the downward moving wind the ruffle, and there is left the moving and...
To correlate, okay. So the question is that we've mentioned about the main winds, and we said there is a total list of five. In this case, in the case of Vajra repetition, we're actually relying on four of them. Now, are there special locations for each one of those winds in the body? And it seems that they are, and they seem to be different presentation. The traditional presentation is different from the one we would get from Western doctors, from Tibetan medicine. So you're saying that in Tantra and Tibetan medicine, the presentation of the locations of the winds is different. So you would like to have the tantric presentation of their locations. And also if Rinpoche could correlate the remaining four main, the remaining three main winds with the remaining three activities. Rinpoche, ganaso di lung tsawa ngayarwa. Lung
re,
yeah. Salungna lung rerela koranzu subonala ne tumomai ba mixe kunchung da uchi yosares di nyamlen di dinre di ngak tola nyamlen chebe kabla jesen naya ta membe ki jesen naya kebar tes yores di gyumsen kare inas dine di sawe lung rerela rere ki ne kare res
ori Jida da jiga jua na jere zawa longa na ni chabji ji long di lugo cha tamji jiwa bu baga tamji na mar chabdi usi ki wari tu ki chabji song yong ki wari songzun ji long si ji di songzu taro ni wa di ni ki da mashi wa tuli si na da wada ni dina ni wo song yong ki wari wa da dini jen ji long di jida ni si na ji gari si go Wu Mara Jena Yara Rogan Jingi Ji Kichashia under the Hong Maya that Tinda Yimba Yindu and Rumbani and a Ji Song Yu Amundo. Or Jigda Dini Tarsirko Nondi, Jigda Tivana, Mara Ji Shangji Dantazo, Mara Doria Dan Zayago, Shilin Ravu Yuva Yindu, or that Tivanina Yose Jiji Yingu Yuva, Denida Karri Longshin.
Nyamni.
Oh, nyamni riva. Nyamni di garisigo. Ji parti ni kaing nyamni se dina songzen ji long dan mar nyam de yo songhanda ji ying yo riva.
Right, the first part of your questions, the specific locations of those five major winds. First of all, we have the pervading wind, and you can see from the name that this one pervades everywhere. You can find it in every pore of your body. The second one, the life supporting, we talked about this wind being identified in the gross level and in the subtle level, and Rinpoche said you can find this at the heart and in the indestructible drop at the heart. The upward moving wind, we know from its function that is associated with speech, with vocalizing, moving the winds so that speech can be produced. So we can assume from that that probably the seat of that wind is at the throat. The downward mover, moving wind, which has as its action to the main facility that it does is to dispel excrements and urine and so forth, is located at the navel. And finally, we have the equally abiding that we have mentioned that you find it together with the life supporting, so we can infer that it is also at the point of the heart. Now, your second part of the question, which was... Oh, the activities, to relate with the activities. Rimutila, the... ngaronso siwele gewele tahule da wambule tahule le shi ta sawe lung shi ta dewa kare kare yore speches ana tursergi takpo le dan dewa yore senda dan dewa kare kare yos
ori da dini da siwe siwe ni di da kare zgo da songzong no da ding be men oda jiwe li se dina Garzago, the Chang Chi Jewel, she said, Ju Changamga, Changamga Nidi, Re Songzunga, Re Songzunga, no, the Rida Nyamniga, or the Nyamniga, no, the Ingamino. Or that the knee, the May member, she said, you know. Kurang namjen ni mad terdun rogu yawa riti tin yar kianda dagna tapu di. Ranja ka mad roya di longkam kisi di. Ne karse go jiwa di.
Tene wang kile
di
metan chimpa.
Di.
Di yang di. Okay. All right. So, the life-supporting wind is the one that will accomplish actions of pacification. The upward-moving wind will establish actions of subjugation or power. Then, the downward voiding, it has a double action. When it naturally it flows downward, right? And if it does that, then it will establish the actions of expansion. But if it changes and it starts moving upward, it will establish wrathful activities. So we stop here.